I feel the lion of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever felt like you can just pick a fight? You know, I ain't going to wait till the devil mess up. I'll just pick a fight today with him. Father, I thank you right now for your anointing. I pray that you speak in this place. I believe what I'm about to preach, and I always believe that it's very essential for somebody. Or Robert said, treat it like somebody's last time to hear the word. You woke me up 4:30 in the morning to give me the rest of this. So speak, God. Decrease me and increase you. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give him a praise and thank him. Matthew chapter 5, and then I'm going to move around. Some of this I might not be able to take you to the scripture, but I will quote it and I'll give you the scripture reference. But we're coming from Matthew 5. I actually asked the Lord what was going to be my text for this message. And it took until this morning at 3 o'clock before I can understand what exactly was my text. And it's coming from the Sermon on the Mount. In Israel, Pastor Brown preached from the Sermon on the Mount when we was there. It's a great, great teaching on the Mount of Beatitude. The word blessed means empowered, to prosper, to be happy, fortunate, prosperous. Look at your neighbor and say, God wants you to be happy, fortunate, prosperous. Some of y'all don't believe that. God wants you to be happy, fortunate, prosperous, blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm blessed. Come on. How many believe the blessing of the Lord is on you? And the blessing of the Lord make it rich and adds no sorrow, no toil. I'm not going to toil to keep anything God then gave me. I'd rather be at peace in a two-bedroom condo than to be miserable in a mansion. I'm preaching up in here. I'm not going to toil to keep 4 and 5 campuses. If God give it to me, he's going to have to be the one to keep it. Touching his, I'm going to get me some sleep. I ain't going to be walking the floor worrying about what's going to happen. I didn't get it by myself. It was the Lord that gave it to me. See, somebody, you ought to thank God that God's going to take care of your children, because he the one that gave you the children. He said, your quiver shall be full of them. It's come from God. So he said, blessed are thee, all the poor in spirit, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. And it goes on down, and it speaks in reference to, but I want to focus on 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt shall lose its taste, how can it be made salty? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled on. He says, you are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and put it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. Touch your neighbor and say, you really all that. Come on. Yeah, you're that and a bag of chips. He says, in the same way, since you don't know exactly what he's talking about, let your light shine before men so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. I made a statement on Wednesday night and it stuck with me so. I said, you are a thermostat, not a thermometer. And I couldn't get away from that statement. And the Lord said, most folks are thermometers. They only react from whatever has been given to them. They move by the temperature setting of where they find themselves. They are Monday morning quarterbacks. They only can reflect on what somebody else did. They the woulda, coulda folks. But thermostat folks, no matter what the conditions are, they know how to turn it up or turn it down. Come on, some touching names. I've learned to not allow circumstances to affect me. Look at your name and say, which one are you today? Are you a thermostat Are you a thermometer? Are you one of them folks that can make it happen? Or wait till it happens to you? I'm preaching up in here because I believe that God and his verses are saying that you are not normal. And that the life that you live reflects on who you are. And if God got your back, who in the world can be against you? Touch your neighbor and say, I didn't come from some type of small time God. I came from the God Almighty, the Jehovah God, the El Shaddai, the Nisi, the great I am, the more than enough God. I need about five people who know him to be the God that exceptional, then give him an exceptional praise because he is an exceptional God. In the book of Numbers, chapter 22, it talks about Balaam and Balak. I love that story where Balak was trying to curse God's people, and Balak was the one trying to get the God's people cursed. Touch your neighbor, say, there's always somebody who don't want to see you come through. Misery likes company. Don't think the sister that go to church with you really want to see you break out of the mold. That's why you got to be careful when you know, and I'm going to say this, and I don't want y'all to get mad at me, but some folks want them to stay in the singles ministry forever. I'm going to turn around over here. So be careful, because they'll keep you in. I'm preaching up in here. Some folks don't ever want to see you get past where you might not need them. Look at your neighbor, say, don't be listening to the wrong person, because they might not be for you as much as you think they are for you. That's why you got to learn how to listen to God for yourself. I need about five people up in here. Shout, I've learned how to praise him by myself. I'll listen to your advice. Even Gwen, when I hear her and we disagree, we do nothing unless we agree. And what we'll do is start working on each other in case we want to win them over. But I listen, and even when I disagree with her, I just won't say nothing. And she do that to me. We'll say, you know, that mean I ain't quite with you, but I ain't going to say what I want to say right now. Because you can't handle the truth. Look at your neighbors and neighbor. There'll be somebody trying to stop you. Misery likes company. But you got to believe right now, I'm going to be blessed. My family going to be sound. Come on, somebody. Now, if you want to be happy for me, that's fine. That's why the Bible says, he said, let God be true and let every man be made a liar. In other words, he said, listen, I wish that you were with me. Look at your neighbor and say, I wish you were really for me. Come on. And I wish that you really, 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 really wanted me to get my breakthrough. Come on. And so when Pastor talked about the miracles, I really wish you wanted it more than I wanted for myself. Come on. But look back at him and say, but really, I can care less. Because it ain't going to depend on whether or not you believe God for me. It's going to blend if I believe God for myself. I'm preaching. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, it's about me. If it's going to be, it's up to me. I need about, look like I'm looking at some folks today that want to get mad at me. So I'm going to help you get mad. You ever had one of them Sunday days looking at you like, come on with it. I'm going to come down your road in a few minutes. I'm going to jump today. Because some folks like an attitude going to tell me about myself. I'm going to tell you about yourself in a few minutes up in here, because somebody needs to tell you about yourself. And if you get out and walk now, they're going to know I'm talking about you. So he says, because you're the main one I was talking about that say that don't want other folks to get blessed. And so what happened, Balak and Balaam, he said, every time I try to curse those folks, it blesses them. And look at your neighbor, you can't curse what God has blessed. Some of y'all telling people what somebody did to you to stop you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Touch your neighbor, people can't stop you. Only person that can stop you is you. Come on, somebody. You are the only one. I need somebody believing right now. You can't stop me. If you fire me, God will open up another door. If you do me wrong, God will turn around another event. Somebody clap your hands and say, you can't stop me. So stop talking about the man and what somebody did to you. And if only they had been for you, you would have been further along. You allow too many folks, thermometer, to affect you. You're a thermostat. I'm going to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. I don't care if it's bad or what. I've decided that I'm going to praise God in all season. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to go to church if I want to. I need somebody to clap your hands. Shout, just work your thermostat. So he says here, he said, they couldn't curse. But do you know what? In Numbers 31 verse 16, they couldn't be cursed by somebody else. They couldn't be cursed in the valley. They couldn't be cursed on the mountains. Matter of fact, God stopped the prophet. When he was getting ready to go, the king prayed him, and the prophet was getting ready to go curse God's people. And the Bible says he was going, and God had told him not to go, and he made the donkey talk. He was getting ready to go, and the donkey, he was beating the donkey. The donkey said, man, why are you hitting me? It's in the Bible. Donkey said, what's up, man? What's up, dog? Thought we've been kicking it. And he said, the reason I've been stopping, because the donkey was stopping, you know, trying not to move. He said, the reason I was stopping, because you're so stupid. Call me an ass. I don't know how that came out, but it came out. Somebody clap your hands and say, that man don't got. Forgive me. Lord, you got to help me today now. So he said, come on, y'all, I got to get back to my message. I got 15 minutes. He said, there's an angel right there that was going to kill you. And I was stopping to keep you from getting. He said, but go on anyway. Because I'm letting you know, unless the Lord reveals it to a prophet, it ain't going to work anyway. But if God tell the prophet that it's the season of Nisan and things is getting ready to happen, I'll back up his word. I'll make him like Samuel. None of his words will hit the ground void. I'm preaching up in here. I'm a Samuel prophet today, and I'm speaking to this congregation that God is about to break the mold with somebody. Somebody about to get the staggering blessing of their life. Somebody in this room. Oh, somebody. So in Numbers 31, verse, he said, hey, wait a minute. I know how they can be destroyed. Yet they are the ones who had Balaam's advice incited the Israelites. He said, you got to make them do something to destroy themselves. You got to get them involved in stuff that's going to destroy them, because nothing out there can destroy them. The only thing that can destroy who God has anointed is allowing themselves to be destroyed. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, that's the only thing that can stop me. I got to get authority over me. I got to get authority over my unfaithfulness. I got to get authority over my slothfulness. I got to get authority over my inability. I need somebody to clap your hands. Shit, it's me. It's me. I got to discipline myself. I got to be able to do what God told me, because I've learned recession can't stop me. Bad credit reports can't stop me. Cancer can't stop me. I'm preaching up in here. A bad marriage can't stop me. Born in the wrong side of the street can't stop me. Going to prison can't stop me. But I'm the only one that can stop me. I need somebody to clap your hands, shout, I can do it. Joshua chapter 1. I'm preaching about a city on a hill that cannot be hid.
How did the church, Joshua chapter 1, God, how did the church become this place where we come to hide? He said, you are salt. I looked up salt. Salt is sodium chloride. Is that right? NaCl.
I looked it up before I got here.
Sodium is uncontrollable. You put it in water, it'll start boiling. Chloride, both of these are poisonous things. If a train wrecks with chloride, they'll start evacuating people. But you put them together, they become a preservative. Salt adds flavor. That's why I like salt on my watermelon. I know you shouldn't do it. And when Gwen watching, I don't do it. But when she ain't watching, your body has about a salt shaker full of salt in your body. If that's removed, you'll go into convulsions and will die. He said, you are the salt of the earth. You have flavor. You walk into a house, that house ought to get blessed all of a sudden. You ain't supposed to be no hellraiser, sister, yay, yay. Some of these sisters that's preachers, Lord have mercy. Need to get a life. Wow, some of these brothers. Get a life. You miserable and chaos and terror. God said, you are the flavor. You ought to add flavor to life. Your job, instead of bringing, can't get along. I don't know how Christian folk can't get along with each other and fight each other. Come on. You're supposed to bring flavor to each other. How you going to tell people you love Jesus and can't love the person you see every day and have never seen him? Can't get along with nobody. Hate everybody. I hate everybody. Praise the Lord. Touch your neighbor and say, a child of God adds flavor to life. They add flavor to people. I need about five people to clap your hands. Shout flavor, flavor, flavor. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, if God can take two poisonous items and put them together and bring preservativeness, traction. Do you know salt give you traction? I know it's a different kind of salt you put on your eye, but just if you ain't got none of that, I didn't have any of that, so I just put some salt. It'll give you traction. That's what the definition says. So don't be looking at me. I looked it up. It says it's also used to draw water out of foods. So it can draw water. It can take the extra puffiness. That's why salt will make you thirsty. He said thirsty. He's those that thirst. The more words you get, it ought to make you salty. Touch your neighbor and say, salty, salty, salty. God, make my mouth. Make me want the word. That's why some of you got to get the word every now and then. You got to get thirsty for it. You need a drink. I need about five people up in that shower every night. I'm thirsty for God. I'm thirsty for him. Back in 91, 92, I became thirsty for God. I became a God chaser. I went to every conference I can get. You ever see or hear about a conference? Let's go, Gwen. I went to everything. I was thirsty. I had to know. I was thirsty. I chased God. I was thirsty. Salt had made me thirsty. Salt also brings out disease. When I was a kid, we couldn't go to the doctor, get some salt, put it in the hot water, stick your foot in it. It'll pull out. I'm preaching up in here. So you ought to be able to cast out devils. You ought to be able to rebuke the devil. Touch your neighbor and say, I can draw that out. Come on. Hang around me long enough, you'll start praising God or doing something. My armor bearer was saying, Pastor, I've noticed some of the armor bearers, and I got great armor bearers. He said, some of them are getting kind of lack on their commitment. And he said it to me, like, I said, so what that's saying to you? I said, so that should affect you? So you move by what other ones are doing? He said, well, no, I didn't say that for that. I said, well, you're sound to me. You observing them? You ought to be so busy with God. You ain't watching what other folks do. I'm the only one showing up for choir rehearsal. Be the only one. Be Gladys Knight, the Pips, the Temptations, and everybody. I won't be worrying about who didn't show up. I'll praise God. I'll give God the glory. I need somebody to give God praise. Shout, I'm the one that's going to set the tone. And just because you having a problem, don't draw me into your little circle. Don't get me crazy because you having a problem. Now, you ain't at choir rehearsal because brothers, sisters, sons. Look at your name and say, be a thermostat. Be a thermostat. Don't let nobody affect you. You affect other people. I'm preaching up in here. Affect other people. Touch your name and say, be salt. Be salt. Look at your name and say, neighbor, preserve. Salt will preserve. Let's talk about Lewis and Clark when they made their journey across the North America. There, they got over there and they said, we can't leave there with the Atlantic and we can't keep our food. They had to spend a whole year there getting salt out of the ocean so they can preserve their food. Salt preserves. That means you keep it. It keeps going. You make stuff last longer. You make relationships. I'm preaching up in here. He said, how can that not be in salt and loss and savor? What good is it? What good is the church? Joshua chapter 1, he said to Joshua, no man shall be able to stand up to you. If you meditate on this word day and night, nobody can look at you and tell you what you can't do. And as I was with Moses, I'm with you. I got your back. I'm preaching to somebody. God is telling me, are you a thermostat? Are you a thermometer? I went looking at the churches yesterday, and I went way out, and I'm looking for expansion. And I went out to this church way in the middle of the boonies. A nice church. Everything. I said, any African American folks around here? Not that I'm just looking for African American, but I kind of, you know, want to start there. She said, well, I don't know. I said, well, this church doing way out here, this nice building. She said, well, that's how churches are built. I said, no, they don't. I said, you study the churches across the world. They were the center of the community. When you drove up, you saw steeples, you saw cathedrals, you saw God being the most prominent person in the community. Why don't we become a storefront? Some little hidden thing that's trying to survive. Let's fry some chicken. Let's sell some Cokes. No, Winn-Dixie drinks. I'm preaching up in here. Why did we become this small, weak, when he framed the world by the word of God? Touch your neighbor and say, what are you afraid of? TBN used to call me every week. I would be on there for something. Every week. I got on there and I mentioned Barack. I just mentioned him about how he went to south side of Chicago and heard a word about the audacity of hope. And God used that one word to take him from Chicago to the White House. What would one word do for you? It can take you from working at Wendy's. But the church is a joke. I was in Wendy's yesterday. I stopped. Elder dropped me off. I told Elder, I said, I'm going to wait and go where the wife at. I'm going to get something to eat. And I couldn't. I was so hungry, Elder. I stopped. And I like French fries. The radio. So I like French fries. And I got me a large one. And I like the ketchup to dip. And I had me a large berry tea. And I got my order, and later I was dressed with my nice suit and tie and looking nice, my hair, because I was just coming from, you know. And the lady said, you're a preacher? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, I'm looking over here for a building. And she said, oh. And then she got close. She said, honey, baby. I said, didn't you just call me a preacher? Yeah, I know.
See, I've noticed, I believe every married person ought to wear a ring. I've noticed a couple of y'all ain't got one on. That says that I'm answered for. I was driving yesterday. I told Gwen I was on, I thought I said 985, but it was 675. So about 10, 15 minutes later, she called me back. She says, so where are you? I said, I'm just about to get on 985. She said, no, you said. So where you at? I said, well, I'm, because you ain't going to be messing up. And I'm going to know where you at, because ain't no little thing going to come in your face and bat her eyes and mess up 39 years of marriage. I'm preaching up in here, so hey, where you at? So I looked at that and I said, see, when I was a young man and you were married, girls wouldn't date you if they see a ring. But now, honey, the respect level has come way down. Come on, somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, that's what's wrong with the church. The respect level has come way down. When I was a kid, if they told you to come up and speak, you stopped at the step. They walk up here now. Dress can be all the way up here. I'm preaching up in here. Touch your neighbor. Say, how can the city set up on a hill? Touch your neighbor. Say, it's time for the power to come back to the house of God. Well, healing and deliverance and salvation. I need about five people to clap your hands. He said, are you a thermostat? Or are you a thermometer? He speaks on from the platform. He says it. He said, come on, son. Colossians. Says, Colossians 4 verse 6, by the way, salt. 4 verse 6. It said, even let your conversation be seasoned with salt. So when you speak, your conversation is preservative, flavor. You bring life. You draw out of the system. You treat evil with good. So that you may know how to answer each person. You are sitting on a hill. You're supposed to be so blessed, people drive up. When you drive up in your new car, you get out of it. You don't try to be the one. That's why you put stuff on your car, I'm blessed, or something that reflects it was by power, won by might, but it was God that did it to me. Back to being respectful. My pastor told me one day, he said, Don, we was walking up to a hotel. He said, Don, I just wish maybe one day some naked lady just jumped out the room when we walked up. I said, why, pastor? He said, because these preachers be talking about all these women chasing them and stuff. Nobody chased me. And I said, well, we must be twins. Because they don't chase me either. And I said, you give off the sign that you want that. I'm preaching up in here. But you are the seasoning of the earth. So when you come near past the battle, you know, oh, baby. Here comes a man of God. I'd be around Pastor Dollar. I never felt like I was trying to, that I was here. But I'd be around some of these other preachers, and I'm thinking, am I back at the police department? They talk like they out there in the world. They preach up here. Come on, somebody. But back there, I'm preaching them. I'm trying. He said, you're a city on a hill that cannot be hid. He said, when I bless you, King, I've tried to hide my blessings. Remember, I first got my navigator. I said, Gwen, I can't drive it up there. They ain't going to like it. Gwen said, they got navigators. I said, no, but I can't. I got to wait. I had it about a week and a half before I drove it. Drove it up, man, and guy got mad. He got a navigator. He got mad. So I can't let some of y'all come in my house. You came in my house, you'll go. But some people are coming and shouting, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look what the Lord done. Come on, somebody, because the Lord has blessed the man of God. We had a pastor and his wife came. She just kept dancing. She just kept dancing. I said, what is wrong with you? I took her in the kitchen. She went. I said, what is wrong with you? She said, the Lord done bless y'all. And I'm getting ready to get blessed too. Come on, somebody, clap your hand. You're a city set on a hill. My marriage should be displayed. Why you talk about your marriage a lot? We need to hear more about it. She's still my girl. Be in bed, I said, I act like I'm crying. That means get as close to me as you can. 39 years later, get as close to me as you can. Come on, clap your hands. A city set up on a hill that cannot be here. Salt to add flavor. My grandkids, they cutting up like that. Two of them bad. Told Gwen this morning, I said, Gwen, I got to talk to them. I'm going to get them by themselves. I'm going to talk to them. Because boys, y'all ain't like everybody else. You reflect my ministry, my life. And you're sitting on a hill. You're salt. Act like it. If I tell you to do something, I shouldn't have to tell you 3 or 4 times. I need somebody to clap your hand and say, that's the church. The church, some kind of way, stand on your feet, became this hidden, this weak. And by the way, when I mentioned Barack Obama, all of a sudden I got off the list. I said, Gwen, what is it? They're afraid to offend their right-wing evangelical support. So you're a joke. You're a joke. God is going to raise up somebody who ain't afraid of whether or not you're going to write a check. Do. She said, you bold. And you believe the church is not hidden behind some checkbook and afraid of Mr. Big Bucks with your right and crazy self. And I'm just telling you some of the stuff being said by some of these Republican folks. Now, I ain't all the way Democrat neither, but some of this stuff is totally out of touch of reality. Saying stuff by folks been set free, shouldn't get a free ride. Where you get that from? I mean, how is African-American folks getting a free ride? Done took the worst job for years, built the nation, taking the least pay, been done wrong criminally, women being mistreated. How is that a free ride? You are out of touch. And the church is afraid to say something.
That's why when that happened over in East Atlanta, I said, God, I know. He said, get out there and say something. That everybody don't support that. And if you're a pedophile, you need to be exposed. Sometimes I wonder, I say, y'all told me up there preaching to be right. You told me. I can't even watch certain stuff on TV, and I get convicted by it. But you can sit up all night and watch porno and preach to me the next day. You can run around on your wife and mess with little boys. I rebuke you. No wonder nobody don't believe in the church anymore. But God is raising up a new church. Somebody clap your hands and give God the praise. A city that's set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And I refuse to go build a little building in the back of some woods. You wait. We're going to build something that reflects the kingdom of God, the prosperity of the people of God. I need about 15 people to thank God right now. You're in this room, and you're not saved, and I went over.